The first time Chris buried a part of herself by her son's roadside cross, it was an accident. A cut, deep and oozing for much of the day, broken open again as she cleared fallen leaves and highway detritus from the base of the cross. She'd had an accident with a box cutter early in the morning before anyone else was at the office. It had bled like anything, and now it was doing it again. Thick drops leached into the dry earth before she noticed. It was the striking red against that painted white wood that drew her attention. Damn. She put the dirty finger in her mouth, sucked away the blood, and watched the dark spots in the soil recede. It had been a dry September, and the ground drew her blood deep.
Gross, Mom. You really think that's sanitary? You used to tell me I'd get worms if I sucked my fingers after playing in the dirt.
The voice came from over her left shoulder, where it always was, where he always was. But she wasn't going to look. That wasn't part of the game. Instead, she pictured him. The way his mouth would curve on one side only, his hair long on top sliding over one eye as he dug his hands into the pockets of his too big jeans. She smiled, knowing he wouldn't be able to see it bent over as she was. She spat onto a tissue and worked at scrubbing the smear of blood from the cross.
I'm too mean. Worms don't want any of this.
A groan from Trey.
Ugh, that brings back memories. Here, your face has a smudge on it. Let me scrub my saliva into it.
She took a final swipe and tucked the wadded tissue into her pocket. Mother spit has magical properties, brat, and you know it.
Cures all ills, I remember.
Not quite all, she said in a soft voice, one hand on his cross.
A rude noise from over her left shoulder. What have I said, Mom?
She flicked away the single tear that had snuck down her cheek, replacing it with another smile.
I know, I know. There's no crying in baseball.
She settled back, her legs folded, hands braced behind her.
My grave, my rules.
They were always your rules.
Though it wasn't his grave, not really.
He was buried in Elmwood near Chris's father. At first, she'd gone to visit him there because she felt like she was supposed to, despite how much it scared her. But this cross, here in the hollow where her only son's life had ended, this felt closer to him. She hadn't known what she'd set in motion that night, leaving her unintentional blood offering, but it wouldn't have mattered. Like most evenings, she'd stayed until the sun was nearly down, the two bright final rays piercing the shadows of the overhanging trees. She talked to Trey, catching him up on what had happened at work and smiling when her update on the recurring adventures of the bathroom bandit made him do that snort laugh she'd always loved. Passing traffic was a distant hum, dropping in frequency as it got later. Coming on to fall, the days were still long, but getting shorter. Her favorite time of year. At least it used to be. Before.